Hey, thank you so much for joining us today on From Start to Finish podcast with Christina Faith. I am your host, Christina Faith, where we inspire people to live authentically and start and finish their dreams. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy the show. Hey, how you guys doing? This is Christina Faith here with From Start to Finish at ChristinaFaith.com, where we inspire you to start and finish your dreams. Today we have DJ Wado, the Wado Radio Show personality, the vision, the voice, the one who kind of controls a lot of CHH and allows us to see, you know, amazing artists come to the light. And we're so thankful to have him here today. Wado is a leader at his local church of ITS Ministry LLC, which owns Wado Radio, as well as he is one of the most influential Christian hip-hop media outlets. If you go to his website, wadoradio.com, it's full of resources, and it just has a great design, too. He does everything that he does in excellence, and he's very open about his life as well as his family. And today we're just going to talk to him about just things that people don't necessarily see but truly affect how he does what he does. Hey, Wado, how you doing?
Man, Christina, that was like an amazing intro. I was like, man, is she talking about me or somebody else here?
Yeah.
But no, I appreciate it. And it's always good to talk to you. You know, we've been friends for a while. So I'm actually really glad that you're doing something like this, because you always got so much creativity and ideas. And I'm just honored to be one of the guests you're having on your new show.
Yeah, thank you. And you are. You know, I think one of the things that people say, like, when I introduce them, like, oh my gosh, is that me? Yeah, it's you. And I think people need to hear that more often. Some of the good things, you know, especially because you do media, and having to balance the fact that people may look at you differently because, you know, you don't post some of their stuff or I know that's, I was reading like people's policies about posting, because I'm trying to post my web series to people's sites, and I'm reading their policies, like, is that deep for people, like, if you don't get posted? How do you deal with that? Like, because I don't think I have the patience for that one.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think probably when I first started, I probably didn't deal with it as well as I probably do now. So I really try to build relationships with people. You know what I mean? You know, a lot of people don't see this kind of stuff, but I actually give a lot of independent artists advice. Now, I can't get to everybody, so if I never gave you advice, don't feel slighted. You know, it's a time thing. But I heard Andy Stanley say this on one of his podcasts before, and it's one of his leadership podcasts, and he was just like, you do for one what you wish you could do for all. So, you know, what he was basically saying was, you can't go and be everybody's mentor. But for the ones that you can, you know, maybe you pick a couple and you say, you know what, man, like, I'm going to, you know, sit down and, you know, maybe talk with this guy for an hour about his career and, you know, where he's trying to go, how he can make his music better, you know, that kind of thing, rather than just saying, hey, man, like, this is no good. And so part of it is you got to spend a lot of time. And I think, you know, I'm grateful I have a fantastic team that kind of helps me, you know, kind of see some of this stuff and, you know, keep people on our radar. So you kind of have to see, man, who would be a worthwhile investment. So it's like, you know, I really value people that persevere. So like somebody that I see, man, they've been grinding 4 or 5 years, you know, and I'm just like, you know what, man, like, there's just a couple of things that if they tweak this, it can make a huge difference in their ministry.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I share that with someone like that who's proven themselves faithful and trustworthy and that kind of thing? So I try to, I mean, you're never going to please everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the main thing. You're never going to please everybody. There's people that's going to feel a ways because you don't post their music. But at the same time, I always tell people, I'm not the only outlet. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm not posting it, Rapzilla's not posting it, Jam the Hype's not posting it, New H2O's not posting it, Heatcasters isn't posting it, Holy Culture's not posting it, the problem isn't me, it's probably you. It's probably, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just think, you know, you just kind of, you know, keep a pulse and, you know, realize that you just can't please everybody.
Definitely, definitely. And I think that's a good a good measuring rod for is your music or is what you're trying to put out good. Because sometimes it does just slip through the cracks. Yeah. But other times it may be, hey, it's something missing. Or I think in my case with my web series, there's, you know, because it's the first one, people are like, is this going to continue? Because a lot of people don't continue. But you don't get upset. You keep doing what you're doing and grinding, because after a while, people will notice it. Our double play today is going to come from Jonathan McReynolds with Pressure and I Gotta Have You.
I can't even turn on my phone without being reminded of the lie that I am alone and broken, unsuccessful. And I can't always talk to my friends, 'cause they've got expectations that I may or may not be living up to. I really need to rid myself of the pressure to be someone else that the world has made. Jesus, take from me all the pressure to be someone that you did not create. Help me be me and only see. Intentions were good, just act like a Christian should and hope that someone watching would approve and be inspired. But if you're not feeling my show, then how far could I go before all of my accomplishments go down in fire? I gotta have you, I gotta have you, I gotta have you, I gotta have you, oh Lord. Can be, your love is a guarantee. In a world of changes, you and I together stay on my mind. You are the truth and the life. There's no other way. I gotta have you, I gotta have you, I gotta have you, I gotta have you, oh Lord. I gotta have you, I gotta have you.
The next thing I was going to say that you you kind of alluded to is that you have had this team, and I remember when you kind of like transitioned more to a team aspect. How's that been working for you? And even
That's Christina. That's probably one of the best best ideas the Lord has given me. And you know, just looking back on it, I can tell you almost when it happened. So. You know, when I first started, you know, it was me and another guy named Charles, and he was helping me produce the show. And probably after about 30 episodes, I basically started doing the show myself. So at that point, I was doing everything. I was doing the show. I was doing the online marketing, everything. And that was around the time that I went full time. So that summer, it was like the summer of 2007, I met who would be the guy that would end up being my manager. A couple months later, Albie Butel, he ran the Kingdom Minded Group. So those of you that have been around for a while, you remember Albie. He's still a good friend of mine. And so he was managing me for about a year. And in that time, Michaela, who is actually our managing editor for the website now, she reached out to me. She was in college and she said, "Hey, you know, I want to intern with you." And I was like, you know, I never thought somebody would want to intern with me at
like,
that
sure.
point. Like, I was just like,
I'm this
okay,
little thing.
Like, I don't even know what I would have you do. But, you know, so I actually didn't get back to her right away. And I thought about it and I said, man, if she's willing to intern with me, then I got to find something for her to do. Like, you know, so she kind of just started doing little odds and ends stuff. You know, she lived in Georgia at the time. So it's not like we were even face to face. She was just kind of doing stuff for me. And Albie, I could tell he was getting ready to transition out of artist management because he was managing me, the Frontliners, Mr. J. Medeiros, Corey Redd, Jazz, Justified and Zealous, bunch of us at the time. And but I could tell just from our conversations, like, man, this guy's probably not going to keep doing this much longer. Mm-hmm. And I said, man, I got to start building some infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, the Lord really put that on my heart. And it was funny because my first team meeting that I scheduled, you know, Rashida, Sketch, obviously, he was with me at that point. My first team meeting was like, I scheduled it about a month out, I think. But basically, it was 2 days after Albie basically shut down Kingdom Minded Group.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, that's how I knew it was from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so it's been a blessing because honestly, the people that I work with, you know, in a lot of respects, they're you know, there's a lot of things that they do a lot better than me.
Yeah.
And so it really has allowed me to focus on what I'm good at, and that's radio
mm-hmm.
and DJing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And kind of being a visionary. And so, you know, there's always bumps and, you know, you got to develop your team and, you know, pour into them and, you know, keep them challenged and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I mean, man, I love all of them. You know,
yeah.
They've been like just a huge blessing in my life personally.
Mm-hmm.
But even I think to the Christian hip hop community, because a lot of what we've been able to accomplish has been them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
So you talk about your team, and you definitely I've seen the blessing of you working with your team and just how that has allowed you to have more time with your family. How did you learn how to balance your family?
I guess probably indirectly. I never really thought about it like that, but I think that probably made sense. You know, a lot of it is trial and error. A lot of it is, you know, my wife saying, "Hey, you know, you're on the road too much," or, "Hey, like, you know, I need some more help in this area." And so I've just kind of learned that I just compartmentalize a lot better. I've had some dope conversations with my pastor, Dr. David Jefferson Sr., about that, because he grew up, you know, as his family was growing. So let me give you the end game with him. He's my parents' age. And his children are my age, but all of them serve in ministry.
Okay.
And so I look at his example and I'm like, this is a dude that got it right.
Yeah,
like that,
definitely.
Like that's where I want my family to be mm-hmm. in 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, he was a corporate executive and he was pastoring a church.
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, while he was growing his family, he was in law school for part of that time. I mean, this was a busy dude.
Mm-hmm.
But he, you know, he found ways to just make sure that everything was in its proper place.
Yeah.
So when it was family time, it was family time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they didn't have iPhones and all of that back then. So he didn't have the temptation of sitting at the dinner table doing email.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But when he was home with the family. He was engaged. He was, you know what I'm saying? And so he's kind of instilled that in a lot of us at the church,
mm-hmm.
you know, through his sermons, through personal conversations that, you know, you got to do that. So I have my days and my weeks and my months, like, just compartmentalized, you
mm-hmm.
know, like, and then two, sometimes I try to find ways to overlap family and, you know, ministry. So for instance, a couple weeks ago, one of the radio stations that my show was on, they asked me to DJ a cruise that was going out of Florida down to the Caribbean. So normally my wife doesn't travel with me.
That's a family vacation or something.
Well,
post honeymoon.
We made that a mommy daddy vacation.
Come on
we left
now.
The kids at home.
Ain't
you know
nothing
what I'm
wrong
saying?
With it.
Yeah. So you gotta, I think you just gotta, I don't know if there's a formula, but I think you just gotta look at what's important. And for me, my relationship with the Lord, my family, serving at my church, those are probably the three most important things to me. And not that the Wait on Radio show isn't important, because, I mean, this is how I feed my family and that kind of thing. But it has to have its, it got to have perspective. It got to have a proper perspective.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so.
That's definitely.
I don't know if that answered the question, really.
Yeah, it
but.
Did. It did. I think. It brought a different perspective of how to balance and how to overlap sometimes, as
yeah.
opposed to, you know, feeling like you have to do something completely separate. And, you know,
yeah.
me and my husband, we just shot a wedding in Puerto Rico, and we made it, you know, a vacation at the same time by extending
nice.
It. And we try to do that with some things sometimes. It's just extend stuff because you get tired while you're still working. I think a lot of people think because you do media or you do radio, like that's not working.
Yep.
But it still takes work and preparation and stuff like that. So I definitely feel you, and I understand what you're saying. This guy has only created one album, and it's genius. This is Jazz Knight off of The Solster, Psalm 138.
I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I am singing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple. Give thanks to your name. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I am singing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name. For your steadfast love and faithfulness, for the trust I
on 20 stations now, right?
Yeah.
What's the goal? Where are you going? What can your listeners do to help you? I think is maybe the next thing I want to say, because I think often we see, you know, how we benefit from you, but like, what is something simple that we can do to help you?
Yeah, I think if I'm honest, like one of the things that I would like to see long term is like legitimate FM Christian hip hop radio stations in like major cities. Right. And so, I think one of the things that I've been trying to do is kind of make an impact in FM radio to show people that if, you know, even if it's for 3 hours a week, there's a show on like this that people will tune in.
Yeah, they definitely would.
Yeah, I think, like, you know, just what fans of this music can do is, you know, whether it's me or whether it's somebody else, if, you know, if there's a show on in your local market that is playing this type of music, is to support it because it benefits everybody. you know, it's because it's not just about, you know, me personally. It's mm-hmm. about the community. When you look at, like, some of the stuff that, you know, Lecrae and Andy and some of the guys at Reach have been able to do, mm-hmm. and they've been able to do it without radio, it makes me think so much, like, man, like, if we had radio in this community, like, you know, like, and when I'm saying radio, I'm talking, like, if we had the same infrastructure yeah. that Drake has when he comes out with a record.
Definitely.
You know, there's
yeah.
there's 300 or 400 just urban hip-hop stations in mm-hmm. the country that when he comes out with a record, he can send it to Radio 1, Cumulus, Clear Channel,
yeah.
immediately. And, you know, that's promotion for him. And so I'm just like, I think really what it boils down to is, and this is, you know, this is taking me years to realize this simple point.
Mm-hmm.
The more we support each other in this community,
mm.
the more CDs that you buy, the more shows that you go to, the more podcasts that you download, the more websites that you visit, all of that stuff adds up and matters in the grand scheme of, you know, kind of creating this narrative for the powers that be. Now, if you're independently wealthy or you have access to money,
because mm-hmm. there are some.
The other thing that you can do, yeah, is invest.
Yeah.
You know, invest into something like that. You know, I got to give it up for, you know, my peoples down in Louisiana. They started a hip hop station, Power 92.7, just in their local city. Obviously, when you're in a smaller market, it's way cheaper to get a transmitter and, mm-hmm. you know, buy and start broadcasting.
Yeah. And I guess it would be a lot difficult for you because of you're in the hub of radio.
Yeah, I mean, New York is like, I mean, you know, I mean, you're talking, you know, $10 million mm-hmm. just to maybe get it, and really you got to outbid somebody because
yeah.
whenever a frequency becomes available out here, everybody's bidding for it. Clear Channel, you know, everybody wants to be in this market.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but.
Yeah.
The reality is one of those companies would probably have to decide they want to do it.
Yeah.
You know,
and it definitely comes down to the listens as well as the financial benefit of it, you know, because I think yep. a lot of times that when people see, you know, the Lecrae's, the D1s and those guys on radio yep. or something like that, they're like, oh my gosh, God is glorified. Yes, he's definitely yep. glorified, but it's about ratings. It's about sales. They see that this is an outlet to reach people that they may not necessarily reach. So it's definitely, it has to be smart investment, and that's a biblical thing for anybody, you know.
Yeah,
It has to be smart investment. And I think we're really seeing now that, you know, Christian hip hop sells.
Yep.
It sells. It's selling yep. it's selling more than regular music.
Yep.
And most of them are, well, all of them are being done independently besides having distribution.
Look, why you think the gospel industry got us kicked off the Billboard charts?
Yeah.
Because we're selling more records than they were.
Yep. Yep.
We took over their charts.
Yeah, said, okay. They got to go somewhere. You're messing with the money. Yeah. Here's the beautiful Kiara Shear with Kill the Dragon.
I already know that
It's a different lane that they, you know, I think they tried, even with Lecrae this year with the three different Grammy nominations, they don't know where to put them. And that's really what it signifies. We know that he's here, he's there, he's there. But it's kind of like, okay, well, King and Country is not rap, but the good portion of the song is that. So let's put him in a CCM category. Yep. But I'm definitely, you know, I definitely see that we have a buying power that we don't necessarily realize. And it's very similar to even, you know, what's going on racially, is you realize that you have a buying power that can change some things. Like, for example, with the Black Friday thing, but more so importantly, when people come together, it's not even necessarily that you got to stop spending money. It's that you just got to come together so that we can see change. Because the more people say things, especially in 2014, the media is crazy. And the funny thing is that the media can kick all this bad stuff out sometimes, but the social media of the people who have a greater outlet than the television media can say all this good stuff, and then it creates this like controversy. So that's always interesting for me to see from my perspective of, you know, oh wow, like The Verge, they posted an article yesterday, and I was like, this is a good article on racial reconciliation. So yeah, definitely, we got to support one another, even if you don't necessarily like it sometimes. Now, I'm not saying you got to retweet it, but you know, so into other people. And I think that's what we have to learn, is that
let me tell you, man, I had this conversation with The Truth, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to say what artist he was referencing, because I don't want to start nothing, but let's say I was the artist. I wasn't the artist, but mm-hmm. let's just say I was the artist. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you know, he was like, man, he was like, I could come out with something. And he was like, everybody in the gospel industry is support me. You know, he's like, man, Kurt will tweet me. You know, James Fortune will tweet me. Yolanda mm-hmm. Adams. Like, they'll all say, hey, go out, support my boy, The Truth, right? Mm-hmm. He's like, but if I come out with something, everybody in Christian rap doesn't support me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's like, man, he's like, there's people that I don't like their music, but I support them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And I said, ho, I said, it's interesting. He said, yeah, man. He said, here's the reason why. He said, because I like that person.
That's good.
You know, he's like, I like that person. I like what that person stands for. Mm-hmm. I like what they're about. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like them. I don't like their music. I don't play their music in my car, mm-hmm. but I like them. I like what they're about. So, mm-hmm. you know what? I'm going to support them.
Yeah. Because everybody has different lanes. I think that's what we don't realize too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't necessarily like a lot of stuff that comes out now. I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna necessarily buy the whole thing, but I'll buy a track or two that I like. But either way, I'm still gonna say, no, you should really give it a listen. Like, try it out. Because the reality is that everybody has different tastes. And I think the more that we learn that, the more that we'll understand our own lanes. You know, and we'll also like, it's just biblical to support each other. It says who you should show more favor to the household of God, you know, than we do to anybody else. So that's definitely truthful.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest, that's probably one of the biggest challenges for me, is because, you know, I hear a lot of people's heart in their music, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, man, like there's so much biblical truth in this,
mm-hmm.
or man, you know, they're really touching on an issue that, you know what, man, like this needs to be touched on. But mm-hmm. then I'm like, but the song isn't that good. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, sonically, this song isn't that great. But I'm like, you know what, man, like somebody needs to hear this, and you know, they may really be.
I had that conversation recently, you know, with Atiba Halisi. And a song on his joint, I was like, bro, I don't like this song. I hear what y'all saying, but sonically I can't bang. But that don't mean I'm not gonna buy the album or go support it and download it. It's just that it's a difference of opinion. It doesn't, you know, water down the message anymore. You know.
Yep.
Somebody gotta hear it. I just don't need to hear it. You know.
But that's the deal. It's like, you know, how do you reconcile that? You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, we'll be honest. I think a lot of us aren't. I think we're honest, but we're honest to the point where we don't support each other because we don't like it. As opposed to just being honest, like, you know, that's not my favorite, but
politics.
Yeah, politics. It's not my favorite, but I still support it. I don't have to love it to like it, you know. to support it. My trainer used to say something, and I know other people say it, you know, you like it, I love it. Just because you don't want to push yourself right now, that's what you want to do. You like it, I love it. And it helps us to distance ourselves, because you can't push somebody further than where they are or where they want to be. So yeah, definitely. Politics is interesting. I'm learning. I'm trying to learn. Lord help me.
Politics is kind of a big deal in this scene.
Yeah. You do it well, brother. You do it well. Yeah. Very diplomatic.
I try.
So, go ahead.
I was going to say, there's probably some areas that I fell in, but hey, you know.
Sometimes you might need to not be as political sometimes, though. Sometimes it's funny, because I think sometimes when we're corrected or someone says something about something that we do and all that kind of stuff, we take offense to it, and we don't realize that with all correction, with all opposition, in some cases, God is trying to perfect and move us someplace. And we don't always want to hear it, you know. Sometimes, even if it's right, it's wrong, it's indifferent, you know. It's just like the leadership at your church. You ain't got to agree to follow it, you know. Because it's not, God isn't looking for us to agree with everything that he says. He's looking for us to be obedient. So politics has a line in the sand, brother. So, you know. So I thank you for coming on the show today, Wade. And you're always welcome over here at our little media outlet that I just have so much fun doing. So check out DJ Wado at WadoRadio.com. Hit him up on Twitter, WadoRadio.com. Facebook, Wado Radio. Facebook.com/WadoRadio and Instagram, Wado Radio. This man is branded everywhere. His team has done such an awesome job of keeping his brand consistent. So when you see it, you know it. So have a great day. Thank you for joining us.
Appreciate having me.
It's absolutely always a pleasure to chill with you guys. Here's our last song of the day, a beautiful exchange off of Hillsong Live's 2015 album, Like Incense, Sometimes by Step.
Jesus, turn your eyes upon me, for I know there is mercy in your sight. Your statutes are